time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
And you are listening to Nightline Africa on the English service of The Voice of America. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington, D.C. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, the Saturday music spot from our collection of music from the continent. But first, a Malawian court has issued an order preventing demonstrators from protesting and holding vigils at airports and border posts. The order, which was issued late Friday, came after the Revenue Authority petitioned the court, saying the demonstrations would significantly undermine revenue collection at the airports and borders. But local media reports the organizers of the protest will appeal the court's decision. The protesters have been demanding Dr. Justice Jane Ansah, the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, to step down or be fired for allegedly bungling the May 21 general election. Meanwhile, Information Minister Mark Botomani tells me the government will not allow protesters to undermine the country's peace and stability.
Malawi is a country that is governed by law, and no citizen in this country is above the law. Therefore, we try as government to make sure that each and every individual, each and every citizen, all those that come outside of this country, abides to our laws regarding the attempts to close the airports and the borders. I would say that for us as government, we don't just consider this as an issue of liberty for people to demonstrate, but we are looking at it as acts of aggression on Malawi's borders. And that's actually treasonous, you know, because it's an attack on the security of this country. That's how we are looking at it. And that's what even the state president, Professor Afeminy Mutharika, said 2 days ago in Mangochi.
The Malawi Revenue Authority has gotten a court order preventing the demonstrators from going to the borders as well as the airport to demonstrate, saying that it will impact the revenue collection in borders and airports. What is your reaction to that?
Yes, we're very happy that the judge at the High Court has granted an injunction to the Malawi Revenue Authority and others who sought the court's intervention on the matter, because this is also an issue which bordered on revenue collection. You know, as you know, that you know, the Malawi Revenue Authority is a body that is mandated to collect revenue in on our border posts and even at the airport, and of course all other revenues. And so the attempts that were made by these so-called human rights defenders were going to affect these collection of revenues in these places I've mentioned.
There are concerns that if these demonstrations are not allowed to go on as guaranteed by the Constitution, it could further create tension and possibly violence as well. What are some of the measures your administration is putting into place to resolve some of these concerns of these protesters?
It is our expectation that you know, these organizers will respect the court's decision, you know, to grant injunction to MRIA and others. We don't expect them to, you know, to continue, you know, organizing demonstrations. But if they do so, then they'll be going against the laws of this country. And anybody who goes against the laws of any country will face the law, the arm of the law. The president has already said that he will have to deploy security in those places to ensure that Malawi is protected. So, but like I said, I'm just hoping that these people, especially the organizers, are law-abiding citizens, and they will abide to what the courts have said. That's our expectation.
But is there any plan by your administration
to engage some of these organizers or from the Human Rights Defenders Forum, how do you resolve some of these concerns they have as a government?
But we don't see any justification for her to resign. This matter is political. It's not as the people are saying. It is political. And when you say that majority of Malawians are against Dr. Jenas, it is neither here nor there. It is just speculation, because no referendum has been conducted in this country to justify the position of those that say that majority of people are against Dr. Jenas. What we know is just a collection of these people who are calling themselves human rights defenders and some political leaders. They are the ones that propagating this move that Dr. Jenas should resign. But we are also surprised because, especially the political parties, have gone to courts. Matters are in the courts right now, and it is upon the judges to say that the elections went well or not. So we are surprised that on one hand, they have gone to court, and on the other hand, demonstrating against Dr. Jane Hansa and her commission. That's what we are surprised about.
Mark Botomani is the Malawian Information Minister. He spoke with me from the capital, Lilongwe. United Nations Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, says about 8,500 refugees have left Angola to return home in the Democratic Republic of Congo. UNHCR spokesperson Fabian Favorite says the decision to return home appears to have been due to improved security at home, as well as the goal of getting children enrolled for the new school year. He says Angola provided transportation to help with the movements of some of the refugees, while others left on their own. Spokesperson Favorite tells me the UNHCR is working closely with the government of Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and other partners to help resettle the refugees.
We're informed that there are like 8,500 refugees whilst they're trying to return to DRC. So they left the Glovua settlement, which is in Angola's Lunda North province. So they started to spontaneously return on August 18 to go back home. So we know that most of them have proceeded short distances, and that Angola facilitates the transportation of some of them. So since Wednesday, we monitored, and we, according to local authorities, more than 1,000 Congolese refugees who are currently at the border of DRC, which is located 100 kilometers away from the settlement.
So what is the motivation behind their sudden decision to return home?
So basically, we think that there are like two main reasons. So the first one is that there are some DRC officials who visited refugees at Selovua settlement, and they briefed them basically about the improved security conditions in the Kasai region. And at the same time, refugees want to go back home, and especially that in September, there's the new school year who's beginning. So I guess that they want to return back home for the school year as well.
Does the UNHCR anticipate more refugees to return because of these conditions that you spelled out?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, so we noticed that we had 8,500 refugees who left the settlement, so which means that we're expecting at least this number to be at the border with the DRC in the coming days. So yes.
What help do these refugees need in order to be resettled in Congo after coming across the border from Angola?
So basically now people need basically shelter, transport, and water and sanitation. So I'm talking about the refugees which are at the border now. So UNHCR is trying to identify areas to build a transit center, basically to accommodate them until further notice. After that, to transport them to their area of origin. But basically, I mean, this has to be done, of course, in collaboration with the DRC government and the Ugandan government. And we need to officialize that with a tripartite. So the UNHCR team in DRC, the UNHCR team in Angola, and both governments, so the Angolan government and the government of DRC, who are at this moment in Luanda, in Angola, to talk about the different modalities to ensure that the people are voluntarily returning to their home.
What has been the response of the government so far regarding the issue of proper planning to resettle them, transportation assistance that they will need for their resettlement, if I may ask you?
So the Angolan government is starting to step up the process. So since the beginning of the week, they are providing trucks to transport refugees, who are mostly women and children, to bring them to the border. But basically, all the modalities and the agreement will be discussed and validated during the tripartite, which should end today, I suppose, because they started yesterday already. Until then, we will know exactly what will be the modality for this repatriation process.
Fabien Fevre is a spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency. He spoke with me from the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. Botswana is battling a rise in the smuggling of fuel into neighboring Zimbabwe. Petroleum products are illegal, taken to Zimbabwe through the cutting of the border fence. Zimbabwe does not permit individuals to import fuel despite frequent shortages. For VOA, Ngodisi Dube reports from the Botswana capital, Gaborone.
Botswana says nearly 100,000 litres of petroleum were recovered near the Zimbabwe border in the last month, with the smuggling of the liquid on the rise. The bulk of the fuel is destined for resale on the black market in Zimbabwe as the country battles acute shortages and rising prices. Botswana's energy regulator, the Botswana Regulatory Authority Bera, says it is illegal for people to take fuel to Zimbabwe without declaring the product at the border entry point.
This is a challenge to us as a country because the petrol that is sold in the country is subsidized. And this subsidy is coming at an expense to government and to us as citizens in terms of the tax that we pay. So if people come here and smuggle fuel outside the country, they're illegally getting our benefits.
Eric Rahoeng, a director at Bera, says they'll seek the help of the police and soldiers to patrol the border in order to curb smuggling.
A lot of it has been smuggled into Zimbabwe. So where there's smuggling, you need the police, you need the defense force. Because those people who actually do the smuggling, you find out in certain instances here and there, they are ready to fight back.
Last month, several thousands of liters of paraffin, diesel and petrol were recovered from areas along the Zimbabwe-Botswana border. The Botswana police recorded 157 cases of smuggling, although no arrests were made as the culprits usually flee, abandoning the commodity. Police spokesperson Gottfried Lohelang says they will intensify their efforts to halt the illegal movement of petroleum products.
The patrols are already there. We need a proper and robust legislation so that we can show to those people who will be offended that we are serious on this.
Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority has complained to its Botswana counterparts over the smuggling of petroleum products. Fuel is cheaper in Botswana at about 75 cents, while in Zimbabwe it is around $1. But prices are highly volatile and pumps have remained dry. Despite the shortages, the government has refused to lift an import ban on fuel. For VOA, this is Mkondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.
The United Nations reports nearly 2 months of heavy rains and flooding in Sudan have wiped out livelihood, rendered tens of thousands of people homeless, and created a humanitarian emergency that needs an urgent international response to overcome. For VOA, Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
At least 54 people are known to have died from the torrential rains that have hit Sudan since the beginning of July. Sudan's Humanitarian Aid Commission reports nearly 194,000 people have been affected, and more than 37,000 homes have been destroyed or damaged. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports 15 of Sudan's 18 states have been affected, with White Nile State taking the biggest hit. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says flood victims urgently need emergency shelter, food, health services, and clean water and sanitation. He says vector control to limit the spread of waterborne diseases by insects is crucial.
In many places, families have lost their livestock, which may aggravate already rising food insecurity. Across Sudan, the number of severely food insecure people rose to an estimated 5.8 million at the beginning of the lean season in July this year, an increase of more than 2 million compared with the start of the 2018 season.
Laerke says many homeless people are living with family and friends. Others are seeking shelter in schools and other public places. He tells VOA the government is responding as best it can by providing tents, sheeting, and emergency shelter.
As you correctly mentioned, there has been political turbulence in Sudan of late. I also mentioned that the government has maintained its coordination of the response. It is the government's humanitarian aid commission that is leading the so-called flood task force, which is co-chaired by OCHA.
The United Nations has appealed for $1.1 billion for humanitarian aid for Sudan this year. Donors have provided just 30% of that amount. The UN estimates it will need an additional $150 million to respond to the most urgent flood needs. If that money is not provided, Laerke says funds will have to be redirected from one place or activity to another to meet immediate emergency needs. He warns shifting money around in this manner has a negative impact on the humanitarian operation as a whole. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And right now it's time for music from our African collection. You are hearing from John Black featuring Vinka with Sweet Love. Then Ricardo Banks featuring Vanessa Mdi follow with Move. Samira Said come with Albal. And then Diamond featuring Mr. Flavor with Nana.
Perfect in your summer, you're not in the perfect. Girl, you know everything. Girl, you know me, love you, body and Zenzebula. Yeah, girl, you know everything. Girl, you know me, love you, body and Zenzebula.
You got a sweet love, baby, baby. Sweet love, baby, baby. You got a chip, baby, baby. Chip, baby, baby.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. Inside, outside, inside, outside. Yeah.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. Inside, outside, inside, outside. Toca no la mazo bontizo. A tu mucha la te vamos sosa. El vinto vio colas de viñizo. Choca munda mamuti mamolincueta. Singa walito nidida, singa na puleca. Ningena ne vale a ganja cara, baby. Baby, you come on me when I'm dancing with Sana. To cut the ring from your cousin, they no banana. They really just want to nap on the nana. I tell you, see, baby, you're mama.
You got a sweet love, baby, baby. Sweet love, baby, baby. You got a chip, baby, baby. Chip, baby, baby. Girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. Inside, outside, inside, outside.
Yeah. Girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. Inside, outside, inside, outside.
Chula kukatebe kueyo kapikicha onirida utukula olinga na lupita. Your lips are nice, your lips are sweet. Njagala tujikol every day and night. Your sagala kwe kwasa, every time sagala kunzunza.
Njagala sweet love, baby, baby. Sweet love, baby, baby. Njagala chip, baby, baby. Chip, baby, baby.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend. Inside, outside, inside, outside.
Swans Avenue. Boss man.
Boss break. Yeah.
truth. Now them they lie. For you girl, I run another man race. And I like better way. Me I go move to the girl. Me I go move to the girl. Me never care what them bad moods say. Me I go move to the girl. Me I must move to the girl. Me never care what them bad moods say. Girlie, you're my girlie. I can't wait to make you family. You freak me out, you do me nicely. Girlie, you're the greatest Muhammad Ali. Actually, you're sweet at a moss. I can never get enough. Baby, you're my star, you're my I go give you kiss to my banana, the banana. I am so bad, baby, answer now. Gucci, Gucci, mommy, other. Speak India, no understand. Girl, you good. You nice. Me never care what them bad mouths say. You have to be the truth. Now them they lie. For you girl, I run another man race. Me I go move to the girl. Me I go move to the girl. Me never care what them bad mouths say. Me I go move to the girl. Me I must move to the girl.
Neno na kupenda kwangu halitoshi. Tamani ya pendo lako, ila upendo wa dhati kwako haunishi. Nitunze kama moyo wako. Baby, let me be the only one that you be wanting. Me and you be number one, that's how we they wanting.
Sir, all these people day when we be start to play. Baby boy born, then they on a long day. Baby boy, no shit. Me and you together, baby boy, no break. No matter how far, there will be no stop. We gon' make. You know I forget what the mother girl said. Boy, you be the truth. Not them, they lie. For you, boy, for you, I don't see another man face. Me, I go move to the boy. Me, I go move to the boy. Hey, me know I forget what the mother girl said. Me, I go move to the boy. Me, I done move to the boy. For you, boy, for you, I don't see another man face.
Me, I go move to the girl. Me, I go move to the girl. Me never care what them bad moods say. Me, I go move to the girl. Me, I must move to the girl. Me never care what them bad moods say.
Speaking down. baby basi jui tuli kito nani kashuma islam if we remember
Diamond featuring Mr. Flavor with Nana. That was music from the continent. We hope you enjoyed it. Nightline Africa coming.